It's my good pleasure and honor to be with you today. My name is Adam Perlson, and I am on the board of Common Cathedral. I'm also a professor of preaching and worship at Ann Arbor Newton Theological School and the director of the chapel there. I'm also honored to be in the company of the community members of Common Cathedral, Nelson, Troy, Lee, Rob, David. Where's David? David. I want to begin with a story that happened last year. I attend a church a lot like this one, and it was the annual meeting, and I was asked to preach that day. And so, like most preachers, we are all tempted to believe this lie that that we have something special to say, and that only we can say it. And so I arrived in the pulpit, and I preached. It didn't go great. And then the prayers of the people came, and the church asked everyone to share their deepest need and the things that they're hoping to celebrate. And I thought about those deep, deep needs that I had. And I became scared, embarrassed. And so I didn't share them. And then afterwards, we went down into the church basement and we had our annual meeting. And we bickered about budget, about where the next program was going to come from, about how we were going to pay for it all. Then I left the meeting, and I got on a subway, and I arrived at Calvin Cathedral. And if you've ever been there, it's an interesting worship service. A lot of people have an open table. That means anyone can come and take communion. Calvin Cathedral has an open pulpit. Anyone can preach. And so the minister says a word, and then anyone else who has one gets to come and share. And then they open the prayers to the community, and people share honestly from the deepest wells of their heart. They talk about where they failed that week. They talk about the greatest joys that they've seen over the week. They come as honestly as any church I've ever been to. And then after the service, I was sitting on the Brewer's Fountain there at the corner of Boston Common. And a man came up and said, "Is there any extra sandwiches?" So I rooted around, and there were three or four left. I said, "Yeah, here. Take them. Food for the journey." And he lingered a little bit, and another person came. He said, "Are y'all still serving food?" I said, "I got a couple potato chips left." He said, "I'm coming off of heroin right now, and the salt, it just doesn't work. You have any sandwiches?" "Sorry. We're all out." And the guy next to me, who I'd given four sandwiches to, reaches into his bag. He says, "Here, take two." And as I sat there, among what I believe truly to be oaks of faith, I was reminded, "Adam, don't you know you just need a mustard seed?" I come to Common Cathedral and I continue to work for this ministry because I care about the people there. But if I'm being honest, I go because it reminds me how to be a Christian. And I learned that from the community, who come honestly, who come in need and in great joy, and who give so generously, even though they may possess little. It's a great honor to serve that group of people. And I do it selfishly because they teach me about faith. And so when my faith dwindles down to something less than a mustard seed, I go there and I find it again and try and plant it so that it might grow into something great. I get to invite Troy Nelson and David to share with us their stories today. It's a great perk of this job. It's that I get to hear from them and their stories, which I find powerful and deep and honest and the right type of balm for churches that are either too secure or too dishonest to talk about the deep needs in their own lives and the ways Christ is meeting those needs. I hope that you find them as powerful as I do. And if you do, if you hear these stories and they resonate inside the chambers of your own heart, I'd ask that you come and support us. We have a number of different programs between Common Art, between Common Cathedral on Sunday morning, between City Reach, between Boston Warm. These are all programs that are designed to empower and value the community members of Common Cathedral. And you can come and be a part of those. We can find you work. We can find you opportunity. So I'm gonna ask Nelson to come up first. David, you okay going second? Right, and then Troy is gonna close us, and then afterwards I'll come up here and pray for us. So Nelson, why don't you come up here?
Good morning. First, before I speak, I'm really grateful to be here in this beautiful house of the Lord. And I want to say thank you for bringing us to your place so we can get to know that God is good. You know, I'm 32 years old, born and grew up in the Dominican Republic, beautiful island. I was being introduced to this planet, so beautiful that God given us, my mother died, giving birth to me. You know, and I didn't know anything about it. I was just a little infant growing up, no clue about it. The older I get, the more I comprehend life and everything. I learn all the losses. And kind of the little sea of why got me deep into where I am now. I have lovely family, but I was introduced to a different family, adapted. That's how I became to the United States. Wonderful people. But something was really rooting me inside is why my life is not like the next person's life when they have their mom and dad and everything, you know. My guilt, my pain took me to drug addiction, homelessness, and not socializing with nobody, so I took myself on my own. Disconnect myself from family. I was afraid to really let them know what I'm becoming. I was all blaming people and myself about it. This is in New York. So I see my changes happening and I say, I can't become this from the people that they doing pretty much good on their life. Job, school, they well connected to their family. I wasn't. I was losing my identity. I was becoming nothing than just a regular person trying to find his place in life. So I decided to, after I visited Massachusetts, I decided to come over here and start over again. Let me do it again. I came over here in 2008, and I was going well. Got a job. I was going to school. I was doing the thing, but I would still have that loneliness, that question. I used to question God. I'd be like, what is happening with me? Why am I mentally capable to function? Why am I becoming so numb? You're not even real. I used to question that, and people used to say, oh, you can't question God like that. I said, yeah, I can. Look at me. I didn't do nothing bad in life. All I want is just the best for people. I'm so happy. I got a beautiful heart and everything. I'm 13 years homeless. Not by choice, not just because I like it. It's because I never found myself. I lost myself, and I'm still searching for it. I met people from the community, hang out with the crew that shouldn't be hanging out. You know, went back to the same addictions, you know, drinking, drugging, and stuff like that. All I wanted to do is just die. Just take me back. Why you give me a life for? I'm over here struggling. God, just take me with you. You gave it to me, you can have it back. But he have a plan for me, right? So I pray, I say, God, you just give me the opportunity to know that you're there looking after me. Don't let me get lost in the darkness. I met a good gentleman, and I think it was in 2010, I met a good gentleman, and he came to me, and I was all hungry. I don't know where to eat and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, you want to come to Common Art? It's on Wednesday. He said, hey, you like to paint? I said, yeah. I said, they got food over there. Let's go. You can get some rest and stuff like that. He took me there. And that's why I met Reverend Mary and the other crew that I got introduced to Common Cathedral. And I honestly found home. Finally, I found God in front of me, through the people, through the community. I found what I was searching for. Not a shelter where I can sleep, not a job that will give me money in my pocket, but I found love. And when I found it, I fell in love with it. And the ministry that Common Cathedral showed us is that God works in mysterious way. He also do anything in his power to make sure that he lets you know he's there for you. Common Cathedral is a place where you feel like you don't have nothing left. It's not true. They preach in an open space where anybody's welcome to come and listen to the word of God. They give you the clothes and the needs and the food and the anything you need is there for you for the taking. All you have to do is just ask. And I always there, from Church in the Hill to St. Paul to everything they do, I'm always there because that's what God told me, to be there. Not because he wanted me to be there. It's because he built it to build life. And what I'm going with it in the future is that it brings my faith from a little mustard to a little tiny tree. And it grow over the time. It grow and grow and grow. And you know that little seed is the most humongous plant that you can't even see. Out of the little thing, it just boom. You know, and Jesus teaches, you know, that he will never forsake us. And you know how beautiful is that? It's a blessing to have a community like that. Because when all the people used to tell me, don't believe in God, this is not true. I say, well, if you don't believe in God, so you believe in building themselves, huh? No. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth to be together as one. From physical to the spiritual, it's a communion. But we can still have that time. to reunite back to the beginning. And that's what Common Cathedral, the Reverend, the community do, is to build that original plan that God had for us, where we can hear his voice, when we can fellowship with the angels, and one day we cannot be sick, not even think about dying. All we can do is smile and love each other. And I'm so grateful to be alive because it's a gift. And I'm so grateful to meet gentlemen like him, Troy, the Reverend, everybody. Yesterday was like a cup, like I was in heaven. I don't want to wake up. And I'm still digesting from the food from yesterday. This is what God wants for us. That is what Common Cathedral's plan is, that even if they don't have the funding, they're still going over there and preach the gospel of God, where one day we can all be united, when we can defeat the enemy, put him back where he belongs, and bring the kingdom of God in here, and take over, you know, and take what belongs to us, because our Creator is beyond any creation. In my testimony, I got a long testimony, but I only got a little time. I just want to give you a little bit of how I was lost, and now I'm found. Where I can brighten up my life, and I can become more than anything. And one day I can be over here doing what she's doing, preaching the good news, and be part of the good community. Thank you.
Morning. It's an honor to be here, and I'll have to say that I'm very impressed with the with the aura of love and fellowship that I have experienced and felt in this congregation. I belonged to a wonderful church out west for many years, and it was pretty much the same. It was a real close-knit community. And the presence of God was there, the love was there, the camaraderie, the willingness to help and to be there for one another, and that's what Christ called upon us to do, to be a fellowship and to be ambassadors for him. Faith, hope, and love, and love is the greatest gift, and. And I can't picture a world. I can't picture my life without Christ, without that spirit of love, which has opened the door to a multitude of gifts. Being compassionate, being understanding, extending myself, and to be of service to others. And it has always been a lifelong quest of mine to follow what Christ expects and commands of me. at present, I'm living in a shelter in Boston, but that's a very temporary thing, and I don't mind because I look at things that we go through in life. I don't believe that anything is an accident. I don't believe that many things are by chance. I will admit that there have been times in my life where I have probably gone a little bit off the course of what God would have wanted me to do, or where he wanted me to be, but he always had a way of getting my attention. And perhaps this is one of those instances where he's saying, okay, now you need to rely upon me more, you need to trust me more, and you need to let me redirect your life, and you're going to go where I want you to go, not where you want to go. When I was younger, I felt a calling, and for many years I spent in service with the church, helping and doing many things that I felt called to do and compelled to do. And God has a plan for each and every one of us, whether we realize that or not, or whether we come in full contact with that. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but there will come a time when all things will become made known and clear to us. And in the interim, we just have to trust and rely upon His guidance, His purpose, and His love. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Troy Brown, and you have a beautiful worship facility, church. I'd like to thank Adam and Pastor Gil for allowing me this opportunity to speak. And I'm so elated to be here. I became homeless on Halloween and slept outside for the first time. And I cried because it was cold. I slept on my family member's front porch, even though they had no idea I was sleeping outside. I cried. But because I knew people who slept outside in Coffee Square, I cried even harder, because I imagined they would tell me, "Troy, you think this is cold? This is not cold." So the next day, the next morning, I went down to Copley Square because I knew people that slept outside there. And they showed me what to do, where to go. They said, when you sleep outside, it's important that you have cardboard, because without cardboard, you get arthritis sleeping under some stones. And they showed me how to dig in a trash can for the boxes. And I'm thankful for that. And they also showed me what services was available for homeless people. And prior to becoming homeless myself, I knew certain individuals that were homeless down Carpy. That's why I went down there. But when I arrived down there, I had no idea of the large number of people that were homeless. It's astounding. To continue, they showed me about Boston Warm, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays, Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And I used to sleep under Old South Church outside in the opening. And I'm disabled. I had a stroke in 2003. So my physical body could barely take the frigid weather. And the Pine Tree Inn delivered blankets to us at Old South Church when we slept outside. And that was good, but the thing that kept me most warm was fellowshipping with other homeless people. And I spoke of Christ throughout my homelessness. I'm still homeless now. I sleep in a shelter. And if you ever never slept outside, go on your back porch tonight and just stand there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And when you go back inside, thank Jesus that you have a place to sleep. So, Pastor Mary is blessing. And she told me, she invited me to this congregation. When I got here, I received a amount of welcomeness and love and friendship, a community. And I'm so thankful that he has allowed me the privilege to say thank you, Jesus, for bringing me through. Thank you.
Thank you, Nelson. Thank you, David. Thank you, Troy. It's called Common Cathedral because it's on Boston Common, where it started. But it's called Common Cathedral because we take seriously that it's for everyone. No matter where you come from, no matter your situation, it's like the common loaf that we celebrate at this table. This table is not my table. It's not this church's table. It's Christ's table. And we are the guests. And I am so grateful to stand shoulder to shoulder as guests next to you, next to all of you, as representative of the common people, united in love and grace. Would you pray with me? Good and gracious God, we don't deserve it. We never have. And yet your grace rains down. Your love continues to meet us in our deepest need. God, we thank you for this church, for its service to the world, for all the ways in which it reflects your love. We thank you for Common Cathedral, for its community that stand like oak trees of faith, for a church that needs to be reminded that we only need a mustard seed. We thank you, God, for all of those who are willing to stand up and witness to the blessings that surround us, even when our eyes are closed to them. We thank you, God, for taking us as we are, for inviting us to your table, to feeding us the bread of life so that we will never go hungry again. We thank you, God, that even though we come again and again, you reveal yourself anew to us each time. forgive us for what we've done and left undone. And send us, O God, back into the world to do your work. Strengthened by the stories heard here, nourished by this table and by this fellowship, and eager, confident that a new world is being born, and we are all witness to it. We pray all of this in the name of the risen one, the Christ. Amen.
Remain standing and turn to the blue insert in your bulletins where we will declare the faith upon which we stand in the words of the Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose.
right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
Today I just wanted to share with you this little plaque that's been in my bedroom forever. And it's a little poem called Overheard in an Orchard by Elizabeth Cheney. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father, such as cares for you and me. And as I got older, I realized that I sometimes feel that I didn't fully understand this poem until I could pray completely and lift everything. Because with total trust and belief and faith, that's the only time that my worries left and were replaced with a feeling of being cared for and for that calm peacefulness. The ushers will now come forward to collect the offering. Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of dedication printed before you. Loving God, as we bring these our offerings, we ask you to bless them for your work and to bless us in your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We shall not offer God that which costs us nothing. Amen. Please be seated.